HarperCollins and Harper Audio present The Girl in the Glass Box, a Jack Switek novel by James Grappando, performed by Jonathan Davis. Chapter 1. Dominican women are the most beautiful women in the world. Julia Rodriguez had heard it said 1,000 times since coming to Miami. Usually, she just smiled and took it as a compliment. "But you don't sound Dominican," people would also tell her. Sometimes it came from native speakers with an ear for Dominicanismos, like chillaxing, which means exactly what it sounds like in English, and which was part of the Dominican lexicon long before American millennials embraced it. Other times, however, seemingly innocent questions about her accent felt more calculated, a passive-aggressive way of fishing for her exact ancestry, or her immigration status. "Another Haitian hot chocolate, Julia," the waitress shouted from the end of the long coffee bar. Julia was behind the counter working the espresso machine. She'd been on her feet for nearly 8 hours since 5 a.m. "Coming up," she said. Miami's January cold snap, with temperatures way down into the 50s, made Haitian hot chocolate a seasonal sensation at Café de Caribe, and Julia made it like no other barista in South Florida. She started by hand-shaving a ball of pure chocolate. Then she'd simmer cinnamon sticks, star anise, nutmeg, and fey boisdan leaves, when she would find them at the markets in Little Haiti. But mace was a passable substitute when she couldn't. An enchanting aroma filled the coffee bar. She combined the ground chocolate, sugar, some vanilla essence, and a pinch of salt. The final step was to thicken with plenty of evaporated milk, which she crowned with shavings from the rind of a green bergamot orange, a shriveled, pungent, lime-like fruit. Julia claimed it was her Haitian grandmother's recipe, no one the wiser that she had no idea who her grandmother was, let alone if she was Haitian. Sometimes she'd embellish even further, telling customers of a beautiful ebony woman with a French accent who'd migrated from Port-au-Prince and survived by selling delicious Haitian hot chocolate on the streets of Santo Domingo. Most Dominicans were of mixed European and African ancestry, and those who openly admitted to Haitian blood ran a unique risk. The country deported thousands of Haitian descendants every year, even if they were born in the DR. But the politics of island immigration mattered not to Julia's story, for in reality, she'd never set foot in Hispaniola, be it the Dominican or Haitian side.
"Julia, can I see you in my office, please?"
It was the cafe manager. Duncan McBride was one of those people who liked to tell Julia that Dominicans were the most beautiful women in the world, though hearing it over and over again from the middle-aged gringo who approved her paycheck was just creepy.
"Be right there, Mr. McBride."
Julia watched out of the corner of her eye as the manager retreated to the office at the end of the hallway and closed the door. Her hand shook as she poured the hot chocolate into a porcelain cup and, for the first time all day, knocked it off the saucer and spilled it all over the counter.
"Puchica,"
she said, instinctively reverting to her native tongue. A co-worker grabbed a clean hand towel and came to her aid.
"I got it, honey. And by the way, in the DR, it's coño, not puchica."
Every country has its own way of saying damn.
"Gracias, Elena."
Elena was Dominican and the first co-worker to realize that Julia was not who she claimed to be. But they'd become friends, and rather than ask questions, Elena had made herself an unofficial tutor in all things Dominican.
"Why would he call me to the
sample complete? Ready to continue?"